You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article from my March 2025 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Thriving. We are seeing the beginnings of a new reality. Right now, there is a passing of Earth's energy from the old to the new. This has been taking place for a while, though relative to our 26,000 dark years of artificial timelines and identities, this period now is similar to the birthing of a newborn. The world soul moved into higher consciousness, which reset the blueprint upon which physical life manifests. Now we're more clearly seeing the depth of wasted human capacity, the resistance to God with AI proliferation, the uncovering of satanic networks, the control over disclosure, the continued push to one world order, warring mentality, and the revelation of just how confused our earth has been. But we are also seeing a new way of operating, just glimpsing into the possibility for more transparency, honesty, and truth. But it is a glimpse. It is only that. And so the caution is to remember that as we move forward in our global awakening and see the constantly shifting energies being played out in the outer fields of our blended reality, including the dismantling of layer upon layer of anti-human architecture, we are learning. All of humanity is relearning Christic values and relearning what it means to operate from the natural laws of the creators of our consciousness and our world. It's not surprising that there's plenty of ego, hidden agendas, and falsity still driving global leadership and collective consciousness. The dust has a long way to fall before it settles. So, as we participate with the changes taking place, we must be gentle with ourselves, but also alert to what is still a lie and what is the truth. Given the extensive capturing, cloning, and inverting of our organic matrix by the self-serving and controlling negative aliens, we've been in this obfuscation for a very long time. Further, we must take into consideration that for the majority of the planet, it would seem that there is nothing changing except what they see in their physical reality. Yet this is a sliver of our multidimensional world. The reclamation of the Divine Mother and Divine Father in sacred marriage at the universal, galactic, and planetary levels is quite different. While it's nothing short of miraculous, its impact is creating understandable chaos and surreal experiences at times. Our work is to remain clear that we are ascending and to keep choosing unity consciousness behaviors that align with that ascending consciousness. It's necessary to remain vigilant about giving our consent to only this. As we take steps day to day to live as best as we possibly can from our hearts, so that all the hearts of humanity can be healed, we would be wisely asking ourselves, what is in my highest expression? This question is probably familiar to some readers here, while for others it's a new idea. The highest expression of an individual, by definition, means that it is their heroic probability. This is not the same as acting as a hero, nor is it the same as sacrificing yourself to achieve greatness. That would be all ego-driven. To align and follow your heroic probability means to keep aligning with your truth, your unique blueprint, and what is in your awareness to bring forward through you. This can be a challenge for those still finding their heart or still remembering their soul connection to God. But for those that have taken the time and invested their energy to know who they are, who are learning and developing spiritual skill sets to live from God that expresses through them, this is a quest to bring the purity of the self into expression. Asking, "What is in my highest expression?" guides the conscious choices you make along the path, and it applies to everything from life-changing decisions to prioritizing your energy each day. It must be made clear that there is no right or wrong in honoring your highest expression, for judgment has no place. There is also no time constraint, as this actually thrives beyond physical time and space. Instead, the highest expression of an individual soul comes from the sacred marriage of the physical body with spirit. As consciousness finds its way into the cells of the body, so that the evolving nature of this takes a soul into freedom from the old and into a new clock shield. This intelligent encryption of plasmas and spiritual vapors unlocks new personal timelines so that you can receive the Divine Mother's Aquiline Son and multiply the graceful blessing of our Holy Cosmic Trinity to others. How does one get there? Might be the next question on your mind. Yet it's not a matter of reaching a destination. It is more about what and how you create as you go, as you flow. Often you are being guided moment by moment on a need-to-know basis, and this is serving as your protection. Each decision, each choice, each remembering, each reclaiming is like dropping jewels into a precious container, and together they create a crystal magnificence that is uniquely you, and this keeps expanding. There will be times when it seems that the path is highly thwarted with trickery and obstacles that don't allow the grace you feel you need to live in your highest expression. It can feel as though you are simply holding that expression as an idea of who you can be, but it remains elusive. And this can be frustrating and disappointing, and it can feel as though it's meant for others, and that in this lifetime, it's just not going to be for you. In these moments, don't give up on yourself. Give up the pain. Keep doing your inner work consistently. This is part of your creative process. To keep growing with the planetary changes, you have to be willing to see how you keep choosing your ego over your heart and your spirit, whether it's evident or subtle, and choose differently. Remember, negative ego is not organic to angelic humans. Therefore, to bolster the ego is to engage with anti-Christic behaviors and support the negative alien agenda. Manage your negative ego impulses and heal automatic emotional and mental reactions so that you stop feeding the AI victim-victimizer mind control programs being proliferated to create false perceptions and timelines and disempower you with fear, uncertainty, and self-doubt. Look at what you justified or minimized because it would be uncomfortable or inconvenient for you. Look at how you refuse God. Be diligent about clearing your physical body and light body of toxicity. These include physical and energetic parasites, negative thoughts, fears and anxiety, emotional triggers, black magic, and anything that is inorganic to your natural self. Pay particular attention to black and white or all or nothing thinking that will take you into oversimplification, judgment, falsity, divide and conquer, and psyops. Regularly, sweep these out from yourself and the spaces where you spend your time and energy. All of these disciplines will help you to feel stability. Seek healing support if you want to be free of your painful patterns, especially stubborn ones. At other times, it may feel that some miracle rises from the ashes and you feel remarkably connected to all the wonder and beauty of the vast omniverse. Such peace. This is when you may say to yourself, "Now I understand." Wisdom arises. But this may fade. Do not try to recapture it. Instead, keep yourself free from preconceived notions of who you should be, or how you should be feeling, or how and when things should unfold, or how much effort it will take, or what requirements must be in place before you can be your highest expression. Do not try to put conditions on your higher self. Do not get trapped into thinking that you can control the divine orchestration that connects our Earth to the galactic core in Andromeda and to the omniverse and to you. You can't. Your ego cannot. Don't think that others are lesser more than you, or that you are lesser more than others, because comparison has no place in your journey. That's how incredibly unique you are, even when you can't see it. So let go of any ideas of the ego mind. Let go of pulling on the future with expectations. Release the if-onlys that keep poking you from the past. Only in the now can you be in your highest expression. Only in the present moment can you feel that clarity and purity with God within you. Only then can you be guided to what is pregnant with possibility and what can emerge with grace. Keep yourself grounded in your body. Keep yourself in the now. Go slowly to cultivate confident joy. Keep the communication with your higher self flowing. And moment by moment, you are walking the path that you are creating with God. This is when you find out who you are and of what you are capable. You find out that you're divine and thriving. If you would like to thrive in your spiritual journey, please go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com and book a healing session. Be peace.